Blog Talk Radio. Gospel Vibes with your host, Evangelist Globy Pope. Minister D is in the house. Bishop Herbert, Prophetess Arcus McCray. What's going on? What's going on?
Bishop, Mighty Prophetess.
If the prophetess is in the house. Well, they will be. If they're not here yet, they will be. I tell you right now, we're here to have a glorious time. We got a special guest with praise and worship right here with gospel recording artist Patrice Riggins. I tell y'all, y'all going to be in for a treat. That's right. But look here, before we get started, we would like to do prayer. So y'all know I got to bring it on. Because the enemy been showing out lately, and it's time to stomp him in his neck like we usually do. I think he wore ballet shoes. You know, he usually wear ballet shoes most of the time instead of wearing some steel toe boots, because we gonna stomp him today. Yes, we have to do that. Would you say We got to stomp him today. Okay, so right here, Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for who you are in our lives today, Father. Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast. I tell you, Lord, you woke us up this morning in our right minds with the blood running warm in our veins, ready, Lord God, to talk to the listeners right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Father, we thank you for all of our hosts, all of our listeners that tune in, Lord God. We are so grateful and thankful for them, Lord God. We thank you for all our people that pull up our podcasts and look at them, Lord God, and listen to them. Thank you so much, Lord. You're doing a mighty work right now, Lord God. Father, we ask you to touch each and every person listening, and even those that are not listening, Lord God. Touch their families. Uproot any demonic or satanic forces that are hindering them from best serving you today. In the name of Jesus. And we are praise you all the days of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, Lord. Well, I tell y'all one thing. I got a little something to say. See, I'm on the warpath today, see.
Give it to him, brother. Give it to him.
I'm on the warpath today. Now, this is the thing. Just hold your horses. Don't get too feisty. Now, we've been doing Black History. Y'all know we want to put out a special prayer for our brother Bishop Philip Dukes.
Yes.
Matter of fact,
yes.
We want to put out a special prayer for all of us, because the enemy
is
mad. He mad.
Yes, he is.
Anytime when God knock him out, block him off, oh, he try to come back with like he got some power. He must have forgot. We're going to have to remind him. He don't have no power. We need healing. We need Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rafika.
Yes.
To enter into this prayer right here for Bishop Philip Dukes,
yes.
Minister Dale Tuggle, Evangelist Globy Pope, Bishop Herbert McCray, Prophetess Arcus McCray, because we are trying to do everything we know how to do humanly to remind you all that Jesus is on his way back.
Yes, he is.
And the enemy is hot. But he might as well get cool. Because
right
now, Jehovah is doing exactly what we know he can do. And all we got to do is believe. And it is so.
Believe it.
All you got to do is believe that you are already healed. I believe I'm healed. I know I'm healed. So just keep him in. He's not on today, so that's why he's not saying anything. So y'all just pray special prayer for Bishop Philip Dukes. Let me get back to whooping on the devil. Hold up right here. Bishop usually does the Black History. He usually does Black History, but I'm not all up on my Black History, but I know a thing, a little something.
Okay.
I know that we, as Black people of color, have received devil for our trouble. In this land, it's called America. There's so much going on with our people, especially the younger generation, not being taught. And it's time for the parents to step up and start doing something, because it ain't gonna be no younger generation in a minute. Because most of them have them locked up already. And who ain't locked up is they've been shot up. Who ain't shot up is just laying out. Y'all wake up now. Cause if you sleep, wake it up.
All right.
As an African American, a black man, a Negro, or you know, anything, any other name America wants to call us, people of color, we were born as royal kings and queens. Remember that?
Yes.
Yes, our ancestors were kings, queens. In their native land. They weren't slaves brought here to America on slave ships. They were men of valor, of high ranking, brought to America and made slaves. So now let's just flip that script right now. Just flip it now. I'm just skimming over a little history here. When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, for those of y'all that haven't done it, I advise you to go make a move like now. Not yesterday, not in a few minutes. I mean right now. When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we as African American, Negroes, Blacks, whatever they want to call us, we are reborn. Some of us might say we've been born again. Because we were born once through our mothers, but now we're born again. It's a new birth right here. Devil for our trouble. Devil for our trouble.
Malo.
We stepped right back into royalty again.
We
took on a royal priesthood. Why? Because of God's beloved Son who gave his life for us, that we would take on his righteousness in exchange for our sin, our dirty, filthy rags. Which is now Christ Jesus in us, and we are joint heirs with our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ. It's in Romans 8:17. You don't know. It says that sin that we suffer with him, Jesus, we talking about Jesus, that we would also be glorified with him. There is no greater lineage, y'all. No greater lineage than this, my friend. No one greater. I have to Vashawn had it on, nailed the head on the nail, the nail on the head. So hold your head up high, men and women of color, and know that you that your reward is at hand. Don't forfeit it. Don't forfeit it. You got everything that you need in this earth.
Everything.
I just had to throw that out there. It was on my heart. I had to put it out there. Now, if y'all don't want to take it, remember Globy said it.
All right.
And before we announce our guest, I got to play this song. I played it on my other broadcast, but you know I just got to play. Got to be born again.
All right now. That's all right.
Little Cedric and the Wellers. Also known Minister Diaz.
KC and JoJo.
KC
Mama.
And JoJo.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
You got to be born again.
That's all right.
You know how to, we put that emphasis on got to. Got to. You got to be going.
Oh,
dead. You say he got dead on Thursday. I got dead on Friday. Now, what day you going to get dead?
I got dead on Friday.
See? Y'all remember that song, baby? That's the song right there. That's right. We need to be playing that every day right
now. Remember that? Yes,
praise God.
Praise God. I remember that song. That's the song that drew me to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And I've been trying to find that song for years now. All I knew was Little Cedric. And I thank God
and
for you, evangelist. I got to get that song.
Yeah, I get
that
it.
Whole
I
cabin.
Sent it to you. Yeah, yeah. And you just spread it all over Florida. You all down there in the Keys. You just take it all down. Remind us, it got to be born again. Oh, bless the Lord.
And
oh,
also got a song in there called Drive Old Satan Away.
Drive Old Satan Away. Drive him away.
Yeah.
See, that's when that's when singing with some singing. But we got some singing on here today now.
That's what you call a wig snatcher right now. See, you just snatch your wig off.
I'm waiting on Sister Peppercorn. That's why I'm kind of stalling, because she's laying over here on the floor. She did it last week.
God, all right.
She's laying over here on the floor. You gonna get up?
My Lord.
There's something bad to peppercorn in the house. Don't y'all mess with me.
All right.
I told him not to play that song. How y'all doing?
All right.
How y'all doing? There's something bad to peppercorn.
This is a peppercorn, so you know. It's a day
of joy. Tears of joy, praise God. I will put that song in and just let it play, praise God, and it bought Bishop. Hallelujah.
Y'all just got me all messed up again. I told y'all not to play that song. That just do you wrong. She do you wrong. She know I was on the app. She know.
Must be born again.
Everybody was stomping their feet and stuff to the song. Wasn't you stomping your feet, minister? Everybody was getting into the song.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this popcorn is okay. You know, they're saying
the
Bible.
Minister D don't say nothing. Minister D don't say nothing because you know your seminary school 2 days late.
You know, they say, you know, it says in the Bible, but David danced out his garments. You just danced out your weed. It's okay.
She go to the bathroom. Leave her alone. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, let's go on. Praise and worship right here on Glorious Gospel. Five gospel recording artist Patrice Riggins in the house. Let me tell y'all a little bit about our guest, I tell you. Sister Pepper. Ooh, she got me. I don't know, y'all. Pray for him. Patrice sings by. I tell you, Patrice Riggins was born April 23rd in Jacksonville, Florida. She grew up in Sanford, Florida, where she attended the school and graduated from Winter Springs High School. Music has been a part of her life ever since she started singing at the age of 6 and playing lead guitar, taught by her mother, co-pastor Carol Freeney. At the age of 15, she learned to play the keyboard, and now she plays for her church, Miracle Bible Church of God, number 2, located in Jacksonville, Florida. After graduating Winter Springs High School, she attended Rose Training Institute, where she received her phlebotomy certificate in Orlando. Then she moved back to Jacksonville, Florida in 2005. She currently is working as a phlebotomist. She has 2 sons. She's married to Raymond Riggins. She's been married for 4.5 years. And in this time, she was in a 3-car accident, 1 major, 2 minor. God spared her life each time, and she is so ever thankful to him. She started her music project in August of 2015 with 2 awesome producers, James Copeland and executive producer Quentin Coley. With all thanks to God, the support of her family and friends, and the help of both James and Quentin, she is here today. The single that's coming out, Worthy of Our Praise, was given to her by God, and it is a must that she share it with the world. The next step is to work on her album, Anointed, and the release date will soon follow. So y'all keep your eyes and ears open. But right now, we present to some introduce to others none other than gospel recording artist Patrice Riggins. How you doing, Patrice?
Great God. I'm blessed and wonderful. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. We're glad to have you.
Hi, Patrice.
We got Minister D in the house. We got Bishop Herbert and Arcus McCray out of West Palm Beach,
Hello.
Florida. And we're
yes,
all
ma'am.
On here to hear you and all of our listeners. Oh, my goodness, they are there listening. I'm telling you, they know
yes.
what they're going to have to do when we get up off of this broadcast. I'm telling you, we got a beautiful song with a beautiful woman that can sing. Give us a little
Praise
background,
God.
Even though I gave them some background on, you know, Patrice, but I want you to just tell them a little bit about, you know, how you began singing the gospel, what encouraged you to continue to sing God's word through song.
Well, how I started was around age six when the Lord did first anointed my voice. My dad, who was, the story goes back, you know, at age six, we were at a Bible study, and it was requested for me to get up and sing. So when I was 6 years old, when I started singing, you know, the spirit fell, and then after the spirit fell, I cried. But then when I opened my mouth to sing again, it was a whole different tone, a whole different feel. It kind of scared me, you know. My voice was a little bit deeper, and you know, my dad was like, "Dad, that's it right there." And then after that, you know, it's been church singing, you know, for the Lord up until this point.
That's awesome. They know that Holy Ghost had fell on, you know, like
yes,
Shirley was saying,
know,
she's not playing now.
I didn't know what happened at the time, but, you know, then my dad sat me down and he explained to me what happened. You know, and still at age six, I was like, well, okay, you know. I knew something happened to me, but I didn't know
you
what
knew
happened
something
to
had
me.
Happened. I know.
Explained it to me, you know. I understand now.
Say no words that came out my mouth.
Say that again.
What was that?
You know, they down in Florida. I know they talking in riddles. We need to be a little clearer because she can't hear you and I can't either. And I can't even. I don't know what's going on. But who that saying something? Y'all know, y'all on the air. Y'all need to talk up. Okay, y'all got it.
Hello.
Well, now from what I understand with your on your bio, you were talking about you had two producers, James
yes,
Coulson
ma'am.
And Quentin. Do they write all the songs, or do you help them write your lyrics and your music, or how does that go?
Well, right now, actually, James Copeland produced the track.
Mm-hmm.
He did all the instruments and actually some of the background on the track, but I wrote the words. As soon as I heard the music, it was like an automatic thing that he gave me the words, and I just started writing, you know, And after that, here comes the blossom of the track.
That's how it goes. Well, a lot of writers can listen. Well, I'm the kind of writer. When I hear the music, I can write automatic. But sometimes when
yeah,
you don't have
yeah.
the music and you come with the lyrics, then you have to kind of fit the lyrics to somebody else's music if you're not writing the music. So it's kind of a little harder for me. That's just me talking. Where I can write better if I hear the music. It just flows, and sometimes it's just sweatless. The Holy Ghost shows up, shows out. That's what He does.
Right.
I want the listeners to hear what's going on. Worthy of Our Praise by Patrice Riggins. Check it out. Let us know. Check it out.
Okay.
Lord, You are worthy of over this place. Lift your hands and help me give the Lord some praise. Hasn't He been good to you? Thank you, Jesus.
praise and worship right there, worthy of our praise. Patrice Riggins in the house.
Beautiful.
I'm in your worst time. That's the time to praise him. That's awesome. That's awesome, Patrice. We appreciate that for today, I tell you.
Thank you.
Give
so
us
much.
A little more background about your new album coming up, Anointed.
Well, we're currently working on that. We haven't gotten a release date as of yet. We're still getting things together for that. So that had, I mean, God, it's like when I be in church and somebody says something, you know, and I already have like little bits and pieces of some songs wrote down, and then it'll come to me. I can hear the music and I can hear the words like throughout the service. You know how you be in service but you're not in service, you know.
Right.
It's starting to, you know, the flow. Like I can hear it. I can hear the music and I can hear the words. That's amazing to me. You know,
I thank God for that.
Yes, ma'am. It's on the way.
That's what they call anointment, honey. That's anointment.
Yes, that's anointing.
Yes, ma'am.
She said that's the anointment.
Anointment.
Put ING on it.
What I said, it's the anointment. It's the anointment, honey. You look here. That's what the Lord gave you. And can't nobody
yes,
take
ma'am.
That from me. It's yes, many.
Ma'am.
Oh, she said it's many. Mr. D, did you get that?
I just have to apologize for her. You know, everybody on this show can talk, you know, normal.
What you trying to say? How you talk? Oh, you
grammatically challenged, you know.
You understand? Yeah. Do you understand? You ain't did seminary school. Did you understand that? Ooh, Jesus. Anyway, Patrice, I want you to tell our listeners where they can purchase your single and give them the information how they can contact you for engagements.
Well, the single is on all the digital websites, downloaded sites, iTunes. It's on Google, Amazon, and CD Baby. All you have to do is go in and type in Worthy of Our Praise. Or I believe Patrice Theme, and it will pull up. It is only 99 cents, and on CD Baby it's only $1.99. I mean, you can get blessed for, you know, you're gonna buy you a cheeseburger for the natural. Go ahead and buy 99 cents.
Come on now.
You can see both of them for $1. For booking, you can my email address is bookpatrice1@yahoo.com. That is bookpatrice1@gmail.com. There's also a phone number, 904-351-6552. You can text that number or email bookpatrice1@yahoo.com. You can follow my Instagram, which is patrice_themes, and my Facebook is patricethemes.
Okay. All right, now you got that. That means go out and purchase this CD. Leave those Lily Dillies and them candy apples alone and go out and support the local gospel.
Well, you know, I mean, for 99 cents, you're going to get your combo. You get your burger, fries, shake, and a CD.
That's right.
Not for no 99 cents. Did I tell y'all he need to go to seminary school? Now, you know ain't no 99 cents. You can't buy no. Just told y'all. I just told you. 99 cents.
I kind of agree with that. You can't buy all that for 99 cents.
Keep him in prayer. That's all I can do.
You can put that on the combo board.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Well, anyway, Minister D, let them know that we want you to go purchase the CD.
Yes,
well, that's what I'm saying. You come look. So look. Say, look, I got $5. I'll get a burger, a fry, a drink, and a CD. Your own CD.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Now you're saying $5, but you said 99 cents. I trust the tears,
y'all.
Anyway, Pookie, Shaquita, and all of them need to sit back. Don't go downloading from them. Go purchase it yourself. Go to the website. And I told y'all how to do this. We got to start supporting these gospel artists. Y'all go support all everybody else.
That's
that ain't
right.
even gospel. You support them, and it's more than 99 cents. It's more than $5. Y'all don't. You don't even care.
Right.
Don't waste your milkshake on your CD.
You get what you pay for. You know, you pay for what you want.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Patrice, we're so happy you was able to join us today, and
yes,
we wish you the best of blessings to continue in doing what God has taught you to do. And and we will be in touch with you. We continue to play your music on our broadcast. So just keep us tuned in and prayed up, girl. We need
it. Ma'am, I sure will. The same for me. Thank you so much. I'm honored.
Yeah, we need it. Pray. We need some prayer. Sister Vanya. All right, right here, right here. We're going to come bring Globy Pope on in here today. Y'all know I got to throw it in here. I ain't been on in a while now. Y'all need to come on. Come on. He's the only one, Jesus, and El Yon, the most high God that knows about Globy. Okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't like it? What we going to do? Be loving.
For they can't feel what's deep in my soul. For my heart is bickering. He's the only one who knows about me. He's the only one.
But we strive to continue to walk in love regardless.
and let the good that the Holy Spirit has placed inside of us show on the outside of us. So no worries, my people, no worries. Just keep riding with Jesus. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. He's the only one who knows about me.
Except a man be born of the water
baptized of the Spirit, washed in the blood of Jesus, cleansed, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Get baptized. Now, loved ones, you want to continue by being washed in the blood of Jesus. Romans 9 and 10 again says, 10 and 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart, thou shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, loved ones, we want you to focus on this scripture, on Romans 10 and 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name Jesus shall be saved, shall call upon the name of the Lord. It's time for you to be washed in the blood of Jesus and cleansed. Loved ones, when you are hot and sticky and dirty, what you do? You take a bath, don't you? Praise God. Or you shower, don't you? Well, praise God, Isaiah 1 and 18 said, come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Loved ones, what Jesus is saying to you today is, when you call on the name of Jesus, he will come in and he'll wash you clean. He will cleanse you with his blood as white as snow. No matter what sins you have, no matter how bad they are, Jesus said, come on, let's talk about this thing. What must I do to be saved? Yes, you must repent. You must confess. You must believe and call on the name of Jesus. That word, call on the name of Jesus, that word call, you see, is a verb, but it's an action verb, meaning to cry out with a loud voice, and especially in order to attract someone's attention. For example, if you see a small child playing in the streets and you see a car coming, you wouldn't say, Johnny, come out of the road. No! You would say, Johnny, get out of that road. Likewise, loved ones, call on Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Loved ones, repent, confess, believe, and call upon the name of Jesus. Get salvation and be washed in the blood of Jesus. What must I do to be saved? Loved ones, next week I'll wrap it up by talking about tarrying, meaning to wait on Jesus, calling on Jesus until he wash you in his blood on the inside, wash you up, clean you up, and you'll be endued with power from on high. Praise God. With the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, what must I do to be saved? Praise God. You see, there's power in the name of Jesus. All power, wonder working power, praise God. I'm Prophetess Artis McRae. I'll see you next week, the same place and the same time. I'm out of here. God bless you.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good, cause it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
get out my dreams so I can be what he meant for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I gotta
love my enemies. Forgive the past, get back and breathe.
I used to be afraid to try.
I was too afraid of knowing.
for a dog gutter.
He ought to know.
He know everything. Bub out, but he know.
He went to seminary school.
Yeah, yeah. He went to Minnesota school. Okay, we just messing with you, but Mr. D, we just messing with you. You know, we trying to uplift your spirits. I ain't got nothing in his spirit.
Oh.
His spirit should be already lifted. All that he got going on, it should be lifted high.
My spirit is lifted high for the world of peace.
We're getting out of here. We better get out of here. Oh, we praise God for who he is, and we thank everybody for listening in to Glorious Gospel Vibes today. We'll see you right back here next Sunday, same time, baby, same place, right here on
Love
Blog
y'all.
Talk Radio. We love y'all.
We love y'all.
See you next week.